Well, we promised a doubleheader of music tonight, and we certainly have are going to be able to give you that right now. These guys, at least two of the three, have not been here since, oh, man, it's got to be at least 3, maybe 4 years.
At least.
It's been a long, long time. And joining us right now is Chaos in Question, three of the five members, Tom at lead vocals, plus Aaron and also Chris. And welcome back, guys. It's been a long time. Where the heck have you been?
We've been busy, Bob. We've been busy everywhere. But we're really excited to be back here. I think it was 2010 or 2011, I think.
I didn't even realize it was that long until you reminded us.
Well, we can check that. I've still got the songs in the computer. And they're all dated, so we can check that maybe a little bit later on. Hey, let me ask you. I heard you guys were playing over at the fair this year. You were going to headline with Five Finger Death Punch, or you were on before them.
Yep.
And I wanted to go over there and see you guys. I hadn't seen you in like forever. But it was absolutely an amazing show. You guys did absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, what kind of difference is it when you've got a crowd that huge? I mean, they were estimating 14,000, but it was probably less than that by the time Five Finger got on it. But you probably had 8,000 or 9,000 out there at least while you guys were playing.
You know, we got the official numbers from the fair, actually. It was 13,500.
13,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever played in front of a crowd like that before?
Nope.
Not even close.
What does it do to you?
It's pretty crazy.
Is it adrenaline? Do you get built up? Are you ready to roll?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, beforehand, we were all just kind of talking, and we were kind of just like, all right, don't say anything stupid. Like, don't get up there and, like, you know, talk about anything just kind of outrageous or anything. Let's just get out there and just rock out and put on a show that we're used to putting on, you know, over and over and over in all these other towns. And, you know, it was so refreshing to come out and see such a huge crowd singing back our songs and pumping their fists to the beat and things like that. It was absolutely amazing.
I was there that night, and I had a couple of guys, and one for sure kept going, what the hell are you doing here? You know, and seriously, it was to see how you guys performed. So,
thanks for coming out. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I want everybody to meet Tom. Aaron, can you introduce him? Because he is the newest member of the band. He's your new lead singer, right?
Absolutely.
Since the last time we saw you anyway.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. You know, Jeff is still a very good friend of ours, and he moved out to Portland a couple years ago. So we had to kind of put on the search for a new lead singer, and Tom was a very, very good friend of ours. We kind of poached him from a band called Skyline at the time. And he's still currently the bass player in Tune in Tokyo, so you can see him doing that on a lot of weekends. But we're very, very happy to have Tom on board. His vocal style and his vocal writing is so similar to what we're already doing, but still brings a very fresh kind of insight, because he's also a guitar player, and a lot of people don't know that. But he's now on board with us. So, Tom, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, I guess I'm Tom. And
whatever he missed.
Whatever he missed.
Yeah, right?
I was born in August, so that was about the only thing
birthday.
He missed. Yes, thank you. But yeah, it's great to be a part of this band. I've been friends and fans of these guys since they started, basically. So the first time I actually met them was in a battle of the bands.
We were competing against each other.
Yep. And they won. You guys won what? Best original song that night.
And actually, Chaos in Question and Skyline both won separate, different awards at that battle of bands that we were competing against. And
yeah, and then we went out afterwards, got to know each other.
Yeah,
dropped a camera and a beer and chugged it.
I had just gotten a waterproof camera, and so we were at the turf actually. And I was like, you got to check out this camera. It's waterproof. And Tom was drinking this huge mug of beer. And I just hit record and I dropped the camera in the beer. And he just started chugging. So I have video of what it looks like from inside a beer being chugged.
And we've been friends ever since.
Yeah. So. And that was pretty much our bonding experience.
That I have to remember. I got to write that down. That's cool. So how long have you guys, the Chaos, been in together then? I mean, when did the band first start out?
It's got to be like 7 years now.
7 years ago?
Something like that. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it was April of 2008, I believe, when we officially had a name.
Yeah, so
we were
close.
Only three members at the time.
And of course, there's going to be people out there right now are going to say, Chaos in Question, where in the world did you come up with that?
That's a very long story, but the gist of it is Chris came up with it.
Yeah, it depends on how short or long you want to make the story.
Well, we got till 10.
I don't even know this story, so I'm going to have to hear this.
Oh, awesome. Well, the short end of the stick is that we were in the car, and I go, what about Chaos in Question? And Aaron goes, I like it. And that was the short end.
Yeah, that's the short story.
But the long extended version is he goes, here's why. And then it kind of became this big idea that Aaron describes a lot better than I do. So
yeah, basically, like I like that idea. I said, I looked at Chris and I said, you know, I really like that because if you follow physics and chaos theory, there's always chaos created by asking more questions. And you never really solve anything by answering a question because it always spawns more questions, right? So the name kind of is there's inherent chaos in question. And I really like that because it kind of opens the door to making decisions affecting other decisions, kind of like a butterfly effect kind of thing. And if you look at our logo, it's actually kind of it's an ink blot butterfly so that everything is kind of open to your interpretation. But it's still kind of representing, of that butterfly effect. So that's kind of the extended version of that.
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, right?
I'll go with the first one.
Well, yeah. And that's a part I forgot to mention is as I sat there and said, well, how about Chaos in Question? It literally came up that fast. It was the most random thing I came up with. And he said, I like it and here's why, and said exactly what he just told you. I don't know where he came from that, but it worked.
You guys have got to be the tallest band in town.
Pretty
Aaron,
close.
How tall are you?
I bet on average. I'm 6'4".
6'4", Tom?
6'9".
6'9". 6'9"?
Ooh. I'm 5'11".
5'11", Chris.
I'm 5'11".
You're bringing down the average,
yeah,
Chris.
Come on, man.
So you got our own basketball team.
Step up your game, man.
I could play point guard, I guess.
I'm point guard.
I want to get back to Five Finger for just a second.
Yeah.
Because when you're up and you're playing that loud, that big a crowd, I'm just kind of curious. Do you ever like know that you've hit like a wrong note and it just goes right by? And you, you play your song. Well, wait a minute, that wasn't quite right, but it still goes by. The audience just doesn't give a, you know what?
Well, I'll tell you what. As a performer, that's the hardest thing to get over because there are no just right bys for us on stage. Like on stage, every single wrong note, if you play it just a little bit without enough nuance or something, we notice every single one of those. And it's like a
knife.
It throws
off your groove enough.
Yeah. It's like a knife in your stomach every single time. And you just pray that nobody notices. So performers have this little trick that we do where we just smile and then we jump or move around. And everybody goes, wow, look how cool that was. Instead of, hey, listen to that wrong note that we just hit. You know? So it's kind of, it's a little...
Just act like nothing happened. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
When it comes down to the crowd is just going to like keep watching and enjoying the show. And it, like you said, too, is just look how much fun they're having. And now I'm having fun enjoying that show.
It's a bit of smoke and mirrors and White Tigers.
Yeah. I was going to say, because when you get to a concert that size and that loud, some people have always said that rock and roll was never meant to be heard. It was meant to be felt. And
yeah.
I think maybe that's what happened that night. If you did hit a clinker, I didn't
absolutely
hear one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't think it makes a difference when it comes to some of that stuff, or even like you asked earlier, like how do you approach a crowd that's 13,000 versus our bar crowds of 10 people? Like
we hit him with the brutal honesty.
You mean 10,000.
10,000 at a bar that holds 300 max.
Yeah.
You know, but some of those things, there's kind of not a lot of difference than you would think. I mean, I found myself just looking at the same 10 people in the front row, and then it kind of created a comfort zone for me, and all of a sudden those nerves went away, and I wasn't so worried about, like, am I going to screw up looking out of thousands of people and shaking, you know, so much, and I can't even play. Like, all of a sudden, all that went away. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to worry about it anymore, and it was actually kind of a cool experience. It was cooler experience for me to all of a sudden feel that go away and just keep focus on those 10 people that I'm making have a really good time than even just the initial hit of 13,000 people. Like, I liked that better. It's weird, but like, I liked that better than thinking I'm walking out on stage and all of a sudden, holy crap, this is awesome, and there's 13,000 people. Like, I liked the thought of it better. All of a sudden it went away and I'm like, this is really awesome. This is cool. It was like staying in the moment and just enjoying that moment.
Wow. You know? Incredible. I'll tell you what, we overshot our break here. Let's take a break. And when we come back,
I talk too much.
No. we're going to have a little music from Tom, Aaron, and Chris. 3/5 of Chaos in Question when we come back here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Past 9 here at KFGO. Nighttime Live continues. Bob Harris with Scott Sorum and Chaos in Question. And by the way, I answered somebody on your Facebook page. You guys, it says they're on the Mighty 790, really? And I wrote back, damn right. So Chaos in Question, you can check that out on their Facebook page as well. I tell you what, we have, usually hear these guys absolutely electric, kicking rear end up there on stage. But tonight, they brought out a couple of acoustic guitars tonight, and we're going to do a little tune here. What are you going to do for us, guys?
This one, actually, the working title on this one is called Calm Down. This has never been recorded before. We've never played it acoustic before. So you're getting a first time right here at KFGO.
Well, we're recording this right now, so it there will you go. Be recorded.
First time
after.
Recorded. All right.
Here we go.
Like a diamond in the rough, need to be cut to let your colors shine on through. What do they mean to you? Don't tell me what. I wanna hear you not do me a favor. This is undeniably unexpected, and I'm trying hard to give you a message. I'll be okay, even though I'm not what I once was. No, thank God, 'cause I couldn't survive. No, I wouldn't survive. I'd learn just to let it go. I'm telling myself a lie to get me through, to get me through. I'm saying my last goodbyes when you turned and walked away. I'm not the type to say goodbye. I let that door close in my mind. And when it's time, I'll let the last one out. Go ahead and turn off the lights. I'm not the type to say goodbye. I'd let that door close in my mind. And when it's time, I'll let the last one out. Go ahead and turn it off. Shaking the ground beneath my feet, blurring my eyes so I can't see. The silhouettes right in front of me change the shape as I approach slowly. Too scared to look beyond my fears. I'm falling into old habits. I'm not trying to act like it never happened. I'm slowly getting past the good that I left behind, and I'll be okay, even though I'm not what I once was. No, thank God, 'cause I couldn't survive. No, I wouldn't survive. I'd learn just to let it go. I'm telling myself a lie to get me through, to get me through. I'm saying my last goodbyes when you turned and walked away. I'm not the type to say goodbye. I let that door close in my mind. But when it's time, I'll let the last one out. Go ahead and turn off the lights. I'm not the type to say goodbye. I let that door close in my mind. And when it's time, I'll let the last one out. Go ahead and turn it off. And but can we change the way that we are? The way we became. And can we change the way that we are? The way that we were. The way we became. And can we change the way that we are? The way that we were. The way we became. Tell me, can we change? Can we change? Whoa. Can we change the way that we are? And can we change? Whoa. Can we change? Whoa. Can we change the way that we are? And can we change? Whoa. Can we change? Whoa. Can we change? change.
Wow. Super. So how did that feel, man? I mean, to do that in studio acoustic.
It felt pretty good, actually.
So that's what that feels like, yeah, and right? sounds like. All right.
Like I was in front of 13,000 people.
I actually may have been more nervous for that because I know that this is being recorded, and I'm gonna listen back to that and go, oh, I totally did that wrong. I missed that.
Is that mistake thing again?
Oh, right, yeah, exactly. You know?
Just own it. Count.
Yeah, I will. I totally just meant to do all of those things.
Everything's electric, though, on stage, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and you've got acoustic. Do you write on electric or write on acoustic, or how do you?
We still write on electric. Uh-huh. We have a jam space in Aaron's basement that he's still building.
Yeah. Well, the new one. I'm still building the new one.
Right. We have a jam space, and we still hook up everything electronic. Electric. Well, the thing is like
the things you plug in.
Yeah. I think he's referring to the drums. I don't know. Are they electric drums or electronic drums?
We use electricity to make music.
Well, the thing is, we actually record or practice by in ears and stuff. So we don't have any amps. We just everything is direct in, and so now we don't have to scare the neighbors.
Exactly.
But we have an electronic kit in the basement, and we have everything else is in ear through like little pods and stuff and DI boxes, and so we just play through headphones, but everything's still electric.
I mean, this is maybe a little off base, but I was over at one of the places here. They had a jam session one night with just a whole bunch of different people, and they had the whole setup, the audio system set up, and everything was run off of an iPad.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The soundboard was an iPad, for crying out loud.
Yeah, the new digital boards are absolutely amazing. There's a lot of different versions of a lot of different brands of them, but man, the digital boards have come such a long way from what they used to be. You know, you used to have to pay, you know, $15,000 for a digital board, and now they're much, much cheaper. Now they're only like $2,000 for, you know, a board that can run all of your channels, all of your effects, everything, and you can do it off of an iPad. And like the musicians, what you're not saying on that is the musicians can actually run their own monitors from their iPhones at the same time. It's insane.
Oh, man. I got to go back to the other question. I mean, the concert couple of weeks ago, by the way. When you guys go up there, you bring your own equipment, obviously. But yep. I mean, how much of what kind of a pain is it to, you know, get set up and then you got to rip everything down? And because I kind of saw you guys had to like carry all your own stuff out of there and get it out of the way so the next band can come in.
We had some help. They gave us a couple of roadies to work with. But it, you know, that's part of being a professional band is streamlining your setups and your teardowns and things like that. So what you're seeing at that show specifically is we have our own monitor rack that just takes a split off of the house PA. So that's all just one unit. It's one 12 space rack. We can just wheel out, mm-hmm. you know, it takes, it's super quick to just plug it all in, and that's already pre-wired into all of our wireless units that go to our monitors. So that's all pre-done. And the more stuff like that you can do, the quicker you can get on and off stage. Like we can actually get set up if we're really in a rush. We can get set up in like 10 minutes, and we can tear down in like 6 or 7.
Shapers.
Yeah.
To answer your question, it's really not that much of a pain. We've actually finally got it down.
Got it figured out, it's not a pain. But it used to be a huge pain.
Ever since I've been in the band, it's been fine.
Yeah. Tom is the leading man on that.
When I was there as well, I mean, it used to be when they hated you, they threw stuff at you. But now it seems like if they really, really like you, you get like empty plastic cups thrown up at you and that kind of thing, you know. I mean, that's really, really changed, hasn't it?
I've never had anything thrown at me on stage.
Nothing.
Okay. Not even underwear. Yeah.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're not doing it right. Yeah. Maybe you got to trim the beard a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was just wondering because it seems like when Five Finger was up there, they were getting their cups thrown up there and all kinds of crap and, you know, stuff. And I thought, no, they must like these guys, right? Or why are they doing this?
I think overall the concert etiquette has changed in the metal scene and the rock scene over the years. I mean, because Honestly, I'm not familiar with all the garbage being thrown, whether that means they like you or hate you. But at the same time, what I've noticed, especially as a concert goer to this day, I mean, you go to some of those rock shows and metal shows and people are throwing back kicks and spinning kicks and punching people for
hardcore
fun.
Hardcore dancing.
Yeah. Punching, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's I don't like it, and I know my fiance doesn't like it. So, and I try to take her to like get to like other music too, and she's like, I can't like this when there's people punching each other. Like it's weird to get used to, but the thing is like, you know, we didn't have to go through that years ago. It used to be fun just jam packing like sardines and just like in making neighbors. And enjoying the music. Yeah. Like, it's not about running into each other, and it's not about beating other people up. And even if there was a mosh pit, you pick the person up, and you just keep running around.
Yeah, our music isn't really punch a stranger music, I don't think.
No, but it's the weird, like, overall etiquette, because you were mentioning what you saw during Five Finger, and it's yeah, it's changed. It's weird.
I think I figured it out. If they like you, they throw punches. If they don't like you, they throw tomatoes.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah. There you go. That's probably, you're probably right. 9:30 is our time here at KFGO. Tom, by the way, at 6:09, I'd love to see you being carried around in a mosh pit.
That's our new thing. You should crowd surf, Tom.
I need to do that.
We're at 9:30. We've got to take a break for news, and we'll be back with more with Chaos in Question here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. More Chaos in Question here on KFGO, and that's not them. This, you guys know who this is at all?
Herb Alpert.
No.
No doubt.
Adam Ant, isn't it?
Hurts me so much to hear them say that. Herb Alpert.
Oh. Herb Alpert. Close, but no cigar, guys.
Close? What are you talking about? Adam Ant and Herb Alpert?
I hear a horn. That's as close as they're going to get.
There's an A in it. Yeah, man.
No, it was one of the, 1980 or so, somewhere in there? One of the first, one of the videos on, what you call that thing, MTV? They don't play videos anymore.
They do not.
No. Tom, Aaron, and Chris from Chaos in Question. Guys, mention the other two that aren't here, and why aren't they here?
Oh, yeah. So we've actually got a couple of new members since last time we were here, Bob. We've got Stu Magnuson on bass now, and Tessa Breitbach on drums. You know, like I mentioned, people move on and do different things and whatnot. And as a band, the only thing you can do is get new members. So that's where we're at. You know, we're still very good friends with the other members that were once here. Dustin Huber, Evan Craig. Tessa was actually our original drummer when we first formed up. And she moved to Boulder and now she's back. So we were really excited to pick her back up again.
I was going to say it's somewhat unique. I mean, not totally, you know, not out there, but I mean, to have a band like this with a female drummer, I mean, that's a little unusual.
I don't know that it's you know, a band like this, but, you know, I think in general, there's just not a lot of female drummers out there. The music, unless you're a vocalist, the rest of the music industry is kind of, you know, the majority men, just out of sheer numbers, you know, but Tessa is one of the best drummers I've ever played with. And I've played with a lot of them and she's just fantastic. And she actually plays with me in, my other band as well, Save Me CJ, which is a 90s rock band. And she's fantastic. You know, every show we go to, we get troves of people that are just like, oh, your drummer is so good. And it's true. It's not just because she's female. It's because she's a amazing drummer.
Oh, I agree, but I mean, Beth Garland from Fancy That plays with Eden Park every once in a while.
Yep.
But you just, you know, it's just not an everyday occurrence.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
For Tessa. I mean, because you guys were just like I say, you were killer that night.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really great female drummers out there, and I can't remember the names, but Kid Rock's drummer. You know, there's just some really great, massive drummers out there that more than you'd think, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, you guys have been playing all sorts of venues here. What's coming up next for you guys? What you got any bookings up in the near future?
You know, the next we're going to try our hand at touring next in October.
Oh, really?
We're going to go on a little mini tour
And it's not completely booked out yet, but our route, we're thinking about getting down to Omaha. We know some venues out there, possibly over to Denver, Minneapolis, and we're going to finish that tour here in Fargo, although I can't announce any details on that one yet.
Okay. Is it tough to book those places? I mean, do you, does it take a lot of doing to
get Omaha? Does. And... Yeah, absolutely. You know, booking is one of the hardest things to do as a band. And it's just because you've got, and the older that we get, the harder it gets too, because you've got different schedules that need to be lined up. You know, and reaching out to a venue is pretty much like, unless you know somebody there, you're not getting there. So we do a lot of connections with all of the bands that come through that we play with. We open for a lot of bands locally as the Nationals come through, that kind of thing. And we make those connections that way. And we utilize those connections to get into the clubs elsewhere.
Was that, by the way, is that a battle to get in front? I mean, to open for somebody? I mean, I would imagine everybody in town wanted to get up on stage ahead of time. But I mean, is that tough to get that done?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, you know, the second we announced that, like, I'm using the word trove a lot. But the second we announced that, there was a handful of other bands in town that immediately were like, how'd you guys get that gig? How'd you guys get that gig? And the answer is same as it always has been. What's
Chris,
that?
Chris, oh, yeah,
Chris didn't even know how we got that gig.
Which one, like, are we talking?
Are we talking about the Five Finger gig?
Yeah, I asked.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. You know, it comes down to good old-fashioned legwork. You know, we emailed everybody that we could to get involved. We hit it from as many different angles as we can. All of the connections that we had that were involved with that show, we talked to them, and eventually one of the members of the fair board actually came to one of our shows at Rick's and saw us as a last kind of hurdle to get over. So we, of course, he introduced himself before we started playing, so then we got really nervous about it. But, you know, he came out and saw us and said, wow, that's the band I want. So,
is that Brian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of it kind of does come down to who you know. And if you don't know the people, then get to know people. Like, because, like, it helps with when you know people, and then that's what he's talking about, the legwork. When you don't know, you start asking around and getting to know people, because that's going to help a lot. And that's what we've been doing for the last 7 years. When we're slow, we go market ourselves and we go talk to people and we ask about shows and we go to shows and we get people to come to our shows. And it's like you create this community, and before you know it, you know enough people to help you out. Like, you know, that's kind of how we got Five Finger. Like, I figured he would know someone who would know someone to ask, and that finally it came back around to us. Like, yeah, we need an opening spot. You guys asked for it, so here you go. Like, that's literally how it went.
Yeah,
like,
much.
Not even joking. Like,
super. Yeah.
So it can be hard, but it's not that hard. You just got to put the work in.
I tell you what, I want to get at least two more songs out of you guys.
Awesome.
So let's do one right now here before we finish up things here. What do you want to do for us?
Well, we released an album a couple of years ago. It was July of 2012, and it's called Seven Steps, so we thought we would do the title track off that.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Chaos in Question on KFGO.
You say that I'm not good for nothing, but nothing's set in stone ever since I opened up my mouth and spoke out to you in tongues. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Bow your head, close your eyes, and start praying. From me to you, out of control, so just let go. From me to you, I'm losing it all. I'll just let go. You then march off into the sunset. But you're no Cape Tiro, now standing on the edge of a cliff with no more bottom below. You never thought you would be here. Now enjoy the taste of your own tears. From here to you're out of control. So just let go. From here to you're, I'm losing it all. I'll just let go. The hell out of here. Suddenly I remember why the child of me said to fail. Seven steps back, cannot take it back. No way, count yourself and take seven steps back. Cannot take it back. No way, count yourself and take seven steps back.
Chaos in question here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're coming up on 11 minutes before 10. When we come back, I've got to ask him, did you take the ice bucket challenge? We'll have details coming up in a moment here on KFGO. Ladies and gentlemen, more with Adam Ant here on KFGO. This would be Herb Alpert.
Yes.
I was going to say.
According to the Tom, they're really close.
Both got an A in their name.
Yeah. 8 minutes before the hour. Okay, guys, the chaos in question is our special guests, Tom, Aaron, and Chris, three-fifths of the band here tonight, and we're glad you guys could make it out. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
The big thing that's going on right now, of course, is the ALSA, the Ice Bucket Challenge. I understand that some of you have partaked in it or will be partaking in it, or what's the situation?
Well, as a group, we plan on doing it together and forcing other bands into doing it too, locally, to kind of
nominating other bands.
Yeah,
I'm gonna nominate the Sandy and Chuckle right away. That's
but I
for
know
sure.
if you're on Facebook though, add Tom Lundy so you can see his ice bucket challenge, because he did one. And I plan on doing one tomorrow morning, because my buddy George from an old band I used to be in nominated me as well. So
I plan on doing one. That's the same nomination.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You and some of our other friend, our other mutual friends.
Former friends, right?
Yeah. Former friends, yeah. So,
well, it's amazing how much this has raised money for ALS awareness. This is just unbelievable.
Absolutely.
I think it's over $80 million today.
Oh, wow.
So, and like last year at this time, they had like about $3 million. I mean, it's just crazy. Thomas, L-U-N-D-E. I want to make sure I spell it right.
Yep.
L-U-N-D-E. So then, and he's sitting there in this white shirt and tie, which you're not wearing tonight.
I'm not. I'm not as formal tonight.
Watch him ruin his shirt and tie.
Yeah. Why? I mean, do you usually wear that for work or
something like that? Not usually. I just wanted to put on the airs of, hey, I'm classy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So anyway, keep an eye on that. And that's Thomas Lundy. And then also, of course, the Chaos in Question has their own Facebook page. Just check that out too. And as a matter of fact, like it. Because if you like that page, not only would the band appreciate it, but it would make Scott and I here at KFGO look really, really good if you would like that page tonight.
I'll give you the report off of the analytics of Facebook tomorrow and let you know how effective that was.
I hope so. Keep my fingers crossed. So let's see here. We've got about 6 minutes to go, and I thought maybe should we do this right now so we can make sure we get the whole song in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what do you want to do for us this time around? What are
we
doing this
time around? We got one of our new songs again called Voice of Reason.
Voice of Reason?
Yes.
Voice of Reason.
You know, you were asking earlier if we write on electric or acoustic. This one was actually written on acoustic, but it's got the power of the electric behind it in the full version.
Really so. Going to kick. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is another one that we haven't done live acoustic at all. This is the first time. It's not on the album, but it'll be on the next one.
All right. Sounds good. And by the way, stick around too, folks. Don't touch that dial because we'll tell you about their merchandise too in just a moment right after we hear this song here from Chaos in Question here on KFGO.
A Voice of Reason.
It's hardly my place to stand in the way. I'll just watch it unfold and blow up right in your face. And as you cast your stones, they cast a bigger shadow. Cover up the delusion that nobody knows. And don't tell me it's part of your plan. I know you better than that, but what the hell do I know? I know enough to back away as your steps bring you up to the ledge. Take your breath and then let go. Patience is wearing thin, getting lost in your thoughts again. I was never meant to be your voice of reason. Not trying to condescend, getting harder to comprehend. I was never meant to be your voice of reason. Time will tell us now if regrets remain, and you wouldn't change a thing as questions start mounting. It's easy to say I should have took to heart the lessons you offered me. And don't tell me that it's part of your plan. I know you better than that. I know you better to think so. I'll watch you now as you step to the end. Take your breath and then say your last words and then go. Patience is wearing thin, getting lost in your thoughts again. I was never meant to be your voice of reason. I'm not trying to condescend, harder to comprehend. I was yours to take. Still remains to be seen if it's finally all worth it. Patience and wear within, getting lost in your thoughts again. I want to be a voice of reason. I'm not trying to condescend, getting harder to comprehend. I was never meant to be a voice of reason. Well, patience is wearing thin, getting lost in your thoughts again. I was never meant to be a voice of reason. I'm not trying to condescend, getting harder to comprehend. I was never meant to be a voice of reason. Never meant to be your voice. I was never meant to be your voice of reason. Never meant to be your voice. Never meant to be your voice of reason.
Oh man, my voice is hoarse just listening to that.
Mine too.
How long are you wake up with a hoarse voice in the morning?
I feel like I just smoked like 18 cigarettes.
Guys, just a few seconds left. You got albums, you got merchandise. Where can people find out more about getting some stuff for
www.chaosinquestion.com is the website. That'll have links to everything else: Facebook, YouTube, Bandcamp, store, everything.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks,
come
guys.
Come to shows.
It was great having you here tonight. Good
Thank
seeing you,
Bob.
You again.
Thanks, Bob.
This is the Mighty 790. You bet.